Exactly 50 years ago this fall in 1966, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel released their third studio album, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. The record was a hit, and it consists of an eclectic playlist that includes The Wistful Homeward Bound, The Conflicted Dangling Conversation, and The Lighthearted Feeling Groovy. The final track on that album surprised, however, many first-time listeners because it differs from all the others, both in substance and in style. It begins with Simon and Garfunkel in their two-part harmonies singing a traditional Christmas carol. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. As soon as it begins, however, the carol is interrupted by background static overlaid on the track. It's almost as if a second radio station is interfering with the song. And as the song goes on, the background voice becomes louder and more distinct. It says something about President Lyndon Johnson and the Civil Rights Bill. And slowly the listener realizes that the voice is that of a newscaster. And next, he says clearly, in Los Angeles today, comedian Lenny Bruce died of what was believed to be a narcotics overdose. Bruce was 42 years old. At that point, as if in rebellion against this bad news, the duet's voices crescendo. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. But the newscaster drones on, ever louder. Dr. Martin Luther King says he does not intend to cancel plans for an open housing march Sunday into the Chicago suburb of Cicero. The police in Cicero say they will ask the National Guard to be called out if it is held. In Chicago, Richard Speck, accused murderer of 9 student nurses, was brought before the grand jury today for indictment. The nurses were found stabbed and strangled in their Chicago apartment. And so it goes. The news gets worse, if you can believe that. The newscaster reports about Vietnam and anti-war protests. He mentions the conspiratorial theories of Congress's Un-American Activities Committee. The tumult of the news attempts to take center stage, but all the while, Simon and Garfunkel will not allow the light in their harmony to be snuffed. They claim the sound waves again. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. And the newscaster ends by saying, that's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night. As Simon and Garfunkel's last refrain echoes in the air. Final track on Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, entitled 7 O'Clock News, is masterful. It expertly captures the tension of Advent, which existed 50 years ago in 1966, existed 2,000 years ago in Palestine, and still exists today. We read this morning that precious story of the Holy Spirit conceiving a child with Mary and an angel of the Lord announcing to Joseph that this child will be Emmanuel, God with us. With the angel's annunciation comes the nascent hope that God's promises will finally be fulfilled. We wait all year for this reading. We wait all year to kneel and sing Silent Night, which we will do on Saturday next, to rest in the warm and hopeful glow of the Christ child's birth. But we also live in the world. And our newscasters, this very week, seek to drown out the blessed melody with reports of ongoing violence in Syria, as well as dozens of Coptic Christians, the world's oldest enduring Christian community, being blown up along with a portion of their ancient cathedral by terrorists in Cairo. The newscasters tell us of Russians hacking our political system. They report on the ominous rise of old prejudices and racially motivated hate groups that we had hoped were long gone. And increasingly, they reveal that some of our news isn't even news, but rather consists of stories fabricated whole cloth to discredit and manipulate people. Yes, we live in a fearful and uncertain world, a fearful and uncertain time. And the question for us, the pivotal Advent question, is which do we believe has the final say? The Nativity or the newscast? Which do we believe prevails in the end? The angel's first words to Joseph are, "Do not be afraid." The angel says the same to Mary in Luke's version of this story. And it's also the repeated refrain of Jesus himself to the disciples throughout the Gospels, whenever the world seems about to overwhelm them. Do not be afraid. But Jesus and the angel don't offer this encouragement to pretend as if everything in these days will work out okay. They do not mean that every cancer will be healed, every job preserved, that every politician will earn our trust, every social fracture will mend, or all religious violence will end. Mary's heart, after all, was broken, along with Jesus' body on the cross. The angel's promise at the Annunciation, in other words, did not prevent Mary's real and deep pain at the crucifixion. Our encouragement not to fear is rather the promise that since the first Advent, since the incarnation of God on Christmas, we do not walk through this world alone. Our courage comes not from the illusion of well-being provided by rose-colored glasses, but from the sure knowledge that even if we walk through fire in this world, God is with us. Emmanuel. No matter the 7 o'clock newscast, no matter the static it overlays on our days, no matter how loud its bad news, the sacred melody always also plays. It will not be drowned out. God is with us. Never forget that we, like the disciples, are followers of Jesus. Like the disciples, we are not merely passive observers in God's world, but actors. And Advent also reminds us that our role is always to sing the sacred melody back to the world. And we do. In November, we held the alternative giving market, alternative being the operative word. We sang that the world's bad news pales in comparison to the alternative. That is the work of organizations who provide hope and sustenance to the homeless, the poor, to children, and to those who are desperate. Last week we hosted Christmas at the cathedral, where we proclaimed to at-risk children and families that the good news of the Nativity is real and that it runs far deeper than the world's bad news. Through these and other occasions of grace, and God willing, through every word that we utter, we sing the Christmas carol. We bear the light that no darkness can overcome. And there is more. Even than that. You see, Advent is not only about looking backward to the Nativity. It is also about looking forward to Christ's return, to that day on the far side of the newscast, beyond the worst the world can throw at God's children, when God will finally say, enough. And the one who begins as the babe in the manger will reign in love over all things. After the newscast forever ends, the carol's final refrain will go on, not as an echo, but as the world's truth. That is Advent hope. That is what we are to anticipate with expectancy. Believe it, friends. And do not be afraid. Amen.